Jacqueline Magna, good morning to you. Where are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm in London.
Okay, I just like asking because you get around a little bit, don't you?
To different cities.
I do. I was in Holland last week, but I'm back in gorgeous grey skies and cold weather.
Yeah, it's a different cities, I mean, anyway.
Hey, Jack, the old NRL coaching merry-go-round, it's a bit like the EPL. Three rounds in, Jason Taylor gone.
I know, it's quite staggering that it must be a new record. Normally it's about five or six games, isn't it? the claws come out. But, the pressure now on coaches is you have to perform. And if you lose the trust of the players have the power now. And it's just been borne out, I think, time and time again, where you've got the charismatic coaches who can win the trust of the players, or they tend to hang around a little bit longer. And over here we've got Arsene Wenger, you know, with Arsenal, big question marks about his future. Everybody, most of the supporters, you know, big banners in the crowd now saying he's got to go because, of course, they're not performing. Yet he seems to have certainly the boards backing him, and it looks like he may sign another one-year contract. It's still to be determined. But, that's one guy who certainly knows how to hang on.
Certainly. Now, several British cities vying to replace Durban. That's for the Comm Games.
Yes, we spoke last week how Durban had been, kicked out because they didn't have the finances for the Commonwealth Games for 2022, and that Liverpool in England had put up its hand and said, we'll host it. Well, since then, London has put up its hand, and of course, Sydney, Perth, and we've also got Edmonton, Manchester, New Delhi. Can you remember those games? Gosh, that would be interesting, wouldn't it? And Kuala Lumpur as well, all putting up their hands. So suddenly all these cities are coming out of the woodwork saying, well, hey, you know, we'd actually like to host them and get you out of a bind. It's yet to be determined who will actually take over those games, but Sydney's in there with a shot, as is Perth.
The F1, well, it'll explode down there at Albert Park over the weekend. And these cars are going to be quicker, aren't they, Jacqueline? Particularly, I guess, the Mercedes.
They're a bit wider.
And the Ferrari, yeah. So what's that, more downforce and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, not so much that. They've just got, and there's more rubber. So there's more rubber on the road, and they're wider, so they can actually corner quicker.
That's right. The tyres, the rear tyres in particular, 80 millimetres wider. A lot more downforce, a lot more power around the corners. Was again spoken about that earlier, but the Ferrari and Mercedes in testing, they were the two that were the real standouts. But the teams have been able to tweak those cars since. So Albert Park will be the very first time, you know, we're going to see them all in action against each other. Daniel Ricciardo very excited to be back on home turf and being the first, Grand Prix for the season. That's always pretty special, but he's super pumped. They're talking about these cars going 6 seconds a lap quicker. They're forecasting certainly the fastest since 2006, and they look sleeker. They look fast, especially Mercedes. I don't know what it is. It, you know, maybe it's the paint job, but, gee, it looks terrific. So that's on this weekend. That'll be a lot of excitement just to see the pecking order and just to see which teams will really contest for the rest of the year. I think we'll certainly get a good indication from Sunday.
Eddie Jones, he's lost the chance of winning 19 in a row, Jack. He did a great job.
He did a fantastic job. And then, you know, about to break the world record, the All Blacks record, and Ireland. It was the undoing, which, of course, was the All Blacks' undoing to stop their record run as well. There's talk now because England has not played the All Blacks. Mm-hmm. And there's some talk that they're trying to organise a special game towards the end of the season, or the end of the year, which will be an absolute blockbuster if that's the case. I mean, England have been on fire. Eddie Jones can put his feet up now. I mean, it's all about the British and Irish Lions, and they're playing the All Blacks in the winter, you know, in the next couple of months. So he can have a few months off now.
Yeah, exactly. And Andre Agassi, he's ruled out coaching Nick Kyrgios, but finds him really exciting, and I think we all find him exciting. He just carries on a bit.
Yeah,
I know, and you know, except for getting food poisoning, you know, he has been playing particularly exciting tennis in the last couple of weeks, hasn't he? So But Andre Agassi, in a weekend interview, was talking about how he found working with Kyrgios would be quite fascinating. He thinks that there's a bit of a gap between what he says and what he thinks he can do. And he also put John Isner and Gail Monfils in that same bracket. But he's ruled out because of his children. He's got a 13-year-old and a 15-year-old, and he wouldn't be able to devote the time and not do it in the way he would really want to do it. And you'd have to wonder whether Nick Kyrgios would actually accept some of the things that Andre Agassi might want him to do.
Yeah, well, he'd probably accept some of them. And then the other things, because he was a little bit wayward on occasions, old Andre, but I'm sure he's a different man now. Jacqueline, we thank you so much for that.
Thanks, Jack.
Thanks, guys.